Jerry Bader Program. Sitting in for Jerry today is me, Seth Mueller. If you'd like to be a part of the program, 888-455-1360. Today's topic, we want to talk about uplifting and inspiring stories, things that either you've done for others or maybe others have done for you. 888-455-1360. Let's go to the phones, and John has waited to talk to us. Morning, John. Thanks for calling in. What's up?
Good morning, Seth. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it, and I'm glad you've taken up this topic today because we hear too much complaining about all the bad stuff that's going on and never enough uplifting stories. One of the things that that I've taken it up probably in the last three or four years. I'm former military and former and current law enforcement, and I respect the military a great amount, and I know how hard they work for their money. And if I'm in a restaurant and I see a member of the military in uniform, perhaps with his family having dinner, I will go to the manager and pay for their dinner without them knowing that that it's being done for them. And I usually don't even hang around long enough for them to know that that this has happened to them until they come up to pay for it, or they ask the waitress for the check and they say it's already been taken care of. So
yeah,
it kind of makes me feel good.
It does, doesn't it? And it's not for the accolades. It's not for the recognition. It's just to know that you have done something nice for this individual, to say thank you for all the sacrifice and hard work that they've put in. Good for you, man. Good for you.
I think. Well, it's probably happened five or six times over the last two, 3 years. You know, just it is a matter of happenstance. If I'm there and they're there, then I pay for their meal. Or if I'm in a restaurant, I'll sometimes ask the manager if he knows if it's a big place. You know, are there any active military in uniform here having their meal today? And you know, if he points them out, then I say, okay, I'm buying their meal. So
that's awesome. Keep up the good work, John, because that will that makes a difference. It truly will make a difference. You never know when or how, but that makes a difference. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Also, calling in from Wausau, Randy, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today?
Morning. Thanks for taking my call. Just
sure.
Want to let you know about a program that we participate in. It's through Lennox Dealers in the state of Wisconsin called Heat Up Wisconsin, where each fall, most of the Lennox dealers in the state, about 70 of them, donate time and labor, and Lennox donates a furnace for a free installation completely to a family that is in need, whether through a medical condition, job loss, family issues, things like that. And it's done entirely free of charge for the people. It's been ongoing now. This is the fourth year. Currently, Wisconsin, we've put in close to 300 furnaces for probably a total value of $1 million over the last couple of years. And now Minnesota's participating in it.
You know, that, you know, where I'm from in Florida, heat is a matter of comfort, okay? Up here, that's a matter of life and death. That is a tremendous undertaking. How do people get nominated? How's the decision made? Who gets the furnaces? How is that done?
Okay, well, Heat Up Wisconsin, there's a website, heatupwisconsin.com, where it's open year-round. Friends, family, neighbors can go in there and nominate somebody. And it's just basically telling a little story about them so that we have the idea. And then we have a group of 12 Lennox dealers, a dealer advisory council, that kind of goes through the nominations. We sort them out by county. And then the dealers get anywhere from 3 to 5 of these to kind of go over, and they interview the people and take a look at their situation and see if we can do it.
Fantastic. Give me the website address one more time so that if anybody listening right now, they can go and perhaps put their story in.
Yeah, it's Heat Up Wisconsin, just like it sounds, heatupwisconsin.com.
Randy, thank you. Thank you for letting us know about that. That's a tremendous undertaking. Let's go to one more call here. We got time in this segment. Ron out on the roadway. Ron, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Hi, thank you. Something happened to me years ago. I'm an older guy, and it was a time when I needed a lot of money. I didn't have a job, and so I cruised into this gas station one time and tried to get a quarter's worth of gas. How bad things were, and I needed to make a phone call first. So I walked into a phone booth, and there was a wallet. And it was stuffed full of money. And I looked at this, and again, mind you, I mean, I was literally eating out of garbage cans. It was not a good time for me. And saw all this money, and, you know, something inside of me just said, though I wanted to take it, though I needed the money badly, I said, I can't do it. And I walked over to, somebody had left their wallet in there, and I'm sure they needed the money terribly, like anybody else does. Walked over to the gas station attendant, and I said, some guy left this money in the phone booth. The guy said, wow, look at that wad. And I said, I know. Can I trust you to keep it for the person that's going to come back for it, I'm sure? And he said, yeah. And so I went and put money in put gas in my car, and this guy comes pulling in the gas station, screeching tires, smoking away like crazy. And I'm watching him all the time. I said, this is the guy.
Yeah,
and he runs over to the phone booth, and he looks in there, and he just throws his hands up in despair. He had a really nice sports car, and walked out, and I'm looking at him all the time, and he puts his hands on his hips, and his head was just down to down on his chest, and he's going, what am I going to do? And then he thinks, oh, I'll go check with the gas station attendant. And sure enough, I'm watching the whole thing. And then the guy goes, I could hear him really loud. He said, you got to be kidding me. And it says, the guy's right over there putting gas in his car. And he walked over to me and he said, I don't know how much to thank you about this, but can I give you a reward? And I said, no, it's okay. And he said, this was my house payment, 2 times my house payment. And then I said, well, you're lucky it was me. And he said, you're absolutely right. Anyway, I told him, I said, you know what? He said, what can I do? And I said, just pass it on. Just pass it on. And it was at that time that I decided that, like I said, I was young. I decided I was going to try to do good things for people whenever I could. And I've continued to do that. And my life has been long and happy. And I'm very glad. I know that there's karma out there, and what goes around comes around.
Ron, thank you for that. That's an amazing story. Thank you very, very much for that. When we come back, I know we're running out of time. We gotta hit our brakes appropriately. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what gave me an idea of something I called, and I think I've talked about it on this program when sitting in for Jerry before. I call it $5 Friday, and I'll talk to you about where I came up with the idea and why I do it and what's it all about. It's a simple, you know, and some people may think, oh, this is silly, but it's a simple idea. It's a small gesture, but it can have long-reaching effects. I'm Seth Meehl. I'm sitting in for Jerry Bader. The phone number, 888-455-1360. If you've done something nice for somebody else or they've done something good for you, that's what we're all about today. Call and let me know. We'll be right back.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.